Good afternoon. You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God this afternoon on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
In Kansas at the opening session of the Senate in 1996, when this certain minister was asked to open the new session of the Kansas Senate, everyone was expecting to hear the usual generalities. But this is what they heard. But before I quote what this man said in this opening prayer, I want you to ask yourself a few questions. Ask yourself, is this the way it ought to be? And am I the way that I ought to be? And do I stand for what's truth? Or do I just go along with tradition, never questioning whether it's right or wrong, whether it's Christian, whether it's paganism? This minister's prayer wasn't received too well by some of the legislators. As a matter of fact, some of them walked out in protest. Now why? Why do you think that they would do that? Well, it's because we have drifted so far from our God and His way. We have kicked God out of our public schools, out of our public education system. In 1962, we kicked prayer out of our public schools. In 1963, we took Bible reading out of our public schools. In 1980, it became law that you could no longer post the Ten Commandments in our public schools. Yes, the commandments have been kicked out of government offices and especially courthouses around our nation. We have twisted, we have perverted the intent of our Constitution, and especially the First Amendment, which was added to keep government out of religion, not religion out of government. Our forefathers were very religious. That is one reason that they fled England, so they could have religious freedom. And that was why the First Amendment was added, to make sure that we as a nation would always have religious freedom. You know, the phrase separation of church and state should not be in our vocabulary. Let me repeat that. The phrase separation of church and state should not be in our vocabulary. Religion should be very much a part of our government affairs. Can you imagine what a different nation this would be had our nation been guided by true religious principles? Had our government always held on to true religious principles and guided their affairs accordingly? But we have outgrown the founding of our forefathers. We have outgrown their religious principles, it seems, and we have drifted so far away. We have rejected true knowledge. As a matter of fact, it tells us that in Hosea 4 and verse 6. Hosea 4 and verse 6, and I'll be reading from the New King James Version, if you'd like to follow along here. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, when God speaks about His people here, He is speaking of the United States and the British Commonwealth of people, especially, and especially the United States and Britain, because God always called Israel His people, which we were and which we are, my friends, even though we don't act that way, but still we are. God hasn't truly discarded us. He still calls us His people. We are still His chosen people. We are from the tribe of Joseph. We are Manasseh. England is Ephraim. And that's easy enough for you to prove, as I have said before on this program. Notice what God goes on to say here in Hosea 4 and verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, what kind of knowledge do you think that we lack? It certainly isn't technical knowledge, is it? You know, God stated in this same book here in Daniel, toward the end of the book, He told Daniel, He said, go your way, Daniel. He said, because people will be running to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Now, God said this will be at the end time. Now, do we see people running to and fro today? Do we see knowledge being increased? Knowledge is being increased so fast that you can't keep up with it, and you know that. But is it the kind of knowledge that we ought to be increasing in? I wouldn't bet that it is. As a matter of fact, I know it isn't. It says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge. Now, what kind of knowledge have we rejected? As we have just stated, knowledge has been increased and is being increased so fast that you can't keep up with it. And God says here, we have rejected knowledge. He says, because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priests for me, because you have forgotten the law of your God. That's the knowledge that we have rejected. We have rejected the law of our God. We have forgotten the law of our God. And if we have forgotten it, then we have rejected it. Because when you forget something, it's not on your mind. It's not in your vocabulary, so to speak. It's not the way that you're traveling, because it's not on your mind. You know you're guided by your mind, and you're guided by what's in your mind, because you have forgotten the law of your God. Now, what law is that talking about? That's talking about the Ten Commandments. And you know, David knew the law of God. He said, your law is a lamp and a light unto my path, is a lamp and a light to my feet. Now, if our leaders would have lived this way, would have allowed God's law to be a light and a lamp unto their path, we would not be in all of the troubles that we are. If you and if I had always lived that way, we would not be having the personal problems that we are having, my friends. No way would we. It says, because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. Now, do we see our children being blessed today like we would like to see them blessed? Well, I don't think that's too difficult to answer, is it? Now, let me quote this minister's prayer. And as I do, my friends, ask yourself a few questions. Think about what this man said in this prayer. He says, Heavenly Father, we come before you today to ask your forgiveness, to seek your direction and guidance. We know your word says, woe to those who call evil good. But that is exactly what we have done. We have lost our spiritual equilibrium and reversed our values. We confess that we have ridiculed the absolute truth of your word and called it pluralism. We have exploited the poor and called it the lottery. We have rewarded laziness and called it welfare. We have killed our unborn children and called it choice. We have shot abortionists and called it justifiable. We have neglected to discipline our children and called it building self-esteem. We have abused power and called it politics. We have coveted our neighbor's possession and called it ambition. We have polluted the air with profanity and pornography and called it freedom of expression. We have ridiculed the true honored values of our forefathers and called it enlightenment. Sounds right on, doesn't it? And it's sad. It is very sad. Search us, O God, and know our hearts today. Cleanse us from every sin and set us free. Guide and bless these men and women who have been sent to direct us to the center of your will and to openly ask these things in the name of your Son, the living Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And my friends, I have to say amen to that prayer as well, because that man knew exactly what he was speaking about. He was right on. And I think if we have an open mind, an open heart, I think that we all have to agree with this man. Now, of course, he doesn't list every evil that we have in our country or in this world, but he certainly hits a lot of them, doesn't he? Well, how about you? Do you teach your kids God's law? Do you live by God's law, or have you forgotten it? Does your church teach God's law? You may want to ask yourself that. Does your church teach God's law? And you may want to ask yourself, am I teaching and rearing my kids according to the principles of the Bible, according to God's law? Am I teaching my kids the right way of life? Could that be a major reason why things aren't the way they ought to be? Because we have drifted so far from God? Because we have rejected the knowledge of God? Could that be a major reason? Well, my friends, I can tell you that is the major reason that we are in the troubles that we're in as individuals and as a nation and as a world. Because we have rejected true knowledge. We have gone our way. We have gone the way that seems right unto a man. And as God says, the ends thereof are the ways of death. But you as an individual and as a family can make your life much better just by beginning to keep the law of God, the Ten Commandments. And God will lead you to Christ. God will lead you to understand His plan of salvation. That is, if you humbly seek God, seek His way, and seek Jesus Christ, humbly come under that blood and that sacrifice of Jesus Christ for breaking the law of God, for sin, for sinning, that is. Because, you know, the Bible says in 1 John 3 and verse 4 that sin is the transgression of the law. Now, what law is that talking about? That's not talking about man's law. That's speaking of God's law. Sin is the transgression of the law. If you want to know what sin is, just in case you don't know, that is the best definition that I know of in the Bible. Sin is the transgression of the law. Yes, you can make your life much better. You can learn and understand the plan of salvation. You can come to Jesus Christ. God the Father will lead you to Christ if you humbly seek your God. For you personally, it can be the way it ought to be. Well, thank you for tuning in today.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship, located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.